Oh, we are. I think I got everybody. Oh, I didn't have
it.
You.
Could be.
Are
we live?
Yeah, we're live. I didn't have Addie.
I mean, does anybody really know that they are live? This is all a simulation.
Yes, it is. It's totally a simulation.
Okay, that's a totally other topic.
You know, I'm actually kind of excited about this Valentine's show.
Right.
And I can't believe these ladies are going to subject themselves.
They agreed to this.
I know.
This is crazy.
You guys have to say that we did not hold a gun to your head to do this, right?
We were not paid, coerced,
yes.
Maybe a little begging.
Yeah.
Maybe a little begging. My shoulder's a little sore, but...
Well, we're excited for several reasons. One, Valentine's.
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite time of year, even though I really don't have a sweetie.
Is it though?
It
really?
Is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
I do. Because I'm a lover.
Are you?
I'm not a fighter. I know I look big and ugly, but...
Oh, please.
I'm not really a fighter, right? Actually, I know that I'm the eye candy here.
I mean, obviously.
Yes.
But I like Valentine's Day. I guess it's because it's all about love, and I don't mean like I want to jump your bones, love. I mean it's like loving,
love and connection,
yeah.
Intimacy,
yeah,
passion,
exactly.
All
there's
of those
you
things.
Know, mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a big difference about having intimacy and then just
jumping your bones.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. I'll say it.
It was set up with Christmas. Christmas is all about kindness and giving.
Right.
And then next logical step, love, man.
That's right.
This is Christmas part
after all
two.
The first in January. Let's go right into love in February.
And then sometime in November, it's Daddy's Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll take you a minute to figure that
out.
Yeah. 9 months after?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Where's my ba-dump bump? I need a ba-dump bump.
You do. We need one of those.
Well, listen, I'm glad you guys showed up. And I had so much fun being on your show that I just can't hardly... I'm sitting here beside myself.
Right.
Well, we're very happy to be on your show.
Yes.
Well,
speaking
good.
Of Valentine's.
We have to have video, because your guys' is video.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to Greg.
Yeah.
Angel was going to, I stopped her. She was going to do some video for us right now, but I thought, maybe we better wait.
You're the beauty here. You pointed out that I am obviously not ready for video. Will I ever be?
No one is ever ready for video.
No.
You just have to jump
so out. Just have to do it, yeah.
I was afraid Ken was going to break my camera as well.
He might have survived this long. Of course, they are pretty rugged, so, yeah. On my show. Yeah.
Well, yours are, but I'm not sure about mine yet.
They're sensitive.
Done much
just like
it.
You, David.
Yeah. We did come across that.
So did you have questions that you wanted to ask these ladies?
I don't know. I just kind of part two. I mean, we're talking about guys versus girls, and it's kind of a logical lead into Valentine's Day, right?
Right.
I mean, I think that guys process Valentine's Day differently than women do. And so I wanted kind of your opinion. Like, what do you guys, girls... think of Valentine's Day.
I think you're supposed to say ladies.
Ladies.
I'm not sure, but I think when we get to this age...
How about our names?
That would be even better.
Listeners might want to know who we are.
Yes. Have we introduced them yet?
No, we refuse to put their names in the title or the description or anything like that.
Figure it out.
Oh, we don't want to plug their show.
We want to guess.
I know, you better plug our show. We're here for a plug.
This is very obviously Jamie and Addie. Everybody knows Jamie and Addie.
Well,
Jamie,
almost everybody.
Jamie Church and Addie Battencourt. Did I say that right?
Bettencourt.
I'm always Bettencourt. Mm-hmm. I always say
like
Bettencourt.
Yeah. Like betting?
Yep, like betting in court. Yeah, bet in court.
Betting, okay. Bet in court. Mm-hmm.
So it's not
I've
like...
I've betted on court before.
I think a lot of us have. Yeah.
Okay. So it's nothing to do with baseball. It's not bat in court.
No, bet. It's B-E-T.
Okay, bet in court. Good, 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 good.
It's actually and French Sicilian.
How do you get bat out of B-E-T?
Because I'm an idiot.
Well,
because
a lot of people don't read the way it sounds. Right.
Like, I know, I had to look at it three times to get it in my contact.
I think originally I was calling you
Well, a lot of people say Betancourt or Betancourt.
Yeah, like Baton.
It's totally chop it up. But like I said, like my name, Addie. I'm Abby, Addie, Dottie, Daddy, Hattie.
Daddy. We're going with Daddy. We're going with Daddy.
I like
I'm
Daddy.
Gonna, I'm gonna take Daddy.
Daddy's
all day
the
long.
Best one. Yeah.
Daddy, Addie. Right.
Like, there we go. And I'm single, so. Like
oh,
I told
are
Ken
you?
Earlier, they know their place
on,
if they know
me,
I'm Daddy Addie.
This is.
I can't.
That's what I thought about Valentine's Day.
I gave you a pen that's got my contact in it.
Don't lose the pen. Daddy, Addie.
That makes note passing interesting. Love, Daddy.
Oh, that
wait,
looks...
was this for my dad or is this for my girlfriend?
Why do you have Daddy on your phone texting you? Right. You don't know her.
You have a really strange relationship with your father. Oh my God. But Jamie and Addie are the hosts of Over a Cup of Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and we were just on that show.
Yeah.
We were on there because it's freaking cool. Who doesn't want to go on that show?
It's a great show. Yeah. We're pretty proud of it.
I hate to say this, but I broke one of the cameras.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww. Well, yeah, there are.
I think
it's
I
quite
broke
the setup.
Other one.
I mean, for the filming and the recording, I think what the setup is great. So I'm sorry you broke one, but it's all right.
I don't have it
I
in my
checks.
Budget to pay for it.
I have checks, credit cards. Yeah, I take checks and credit cards to replace it.
Community service. I mean, because we are about community involvement.
Yeah, we are.
Right.
So
that's right.
You can do community service to replace that.
But it's hard once you make that transition from, or when you're recording and you're also taping for a podcast, because we have to remember that to make sure that the listening audience, because they're not necessarily watching,
right.
So that we, you know, if we're holding up a book or talking about it, or that we have to keep reintroducing who we're talking about, because we forget sometimes that the listening audience isn't necessarily seeing it.
Right.
So,
right.
And if you have a lot of TV or radio experience, you're used to doing that and making sure that you, you know, that's why they're always recapping, and because you don't know when people came in, you don't know what they, you know, so you need to make sure. But it's kind of a fun, it's been a lot of skills, you know, learning for us on it, but I think it's getting better. I think
it's getting
much better.
So much better.
Listen, your setup is so much more elaborate than mine. Mine's like an alley type deal. You know?
Well, we kind of lucked into that.
It's like this classy thing.
It is. It's very classy.
Right? It is.
Yeah. I mean, they're classy ladies. We're us. So, we're sitting in a bar. They've got this classy setup.
Very
I may or may not be wearing shoes.
We love it.
You know, I hate it when you don't bring your shoes.
Right?
It's cold out there, too, man.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we wanted you on because we wanted, and Addie, at the time we invited, actually it was, I hate to say this, but it was Ken's idea to have you both on here. I'm surprised I didn't catch on to it quicker. Because, Jamie, you've been on my other show, The Wake Up Call.
Yes.
Had a good time with you then.
Yep.
And you know, you know what I love most about you? You forewarned me right up front. You know, I talk a lot. You're going to have to tell me to shut up.
Yeah.
Man.
You ever tell her to shut up?
Oh, there's times in the middle of the podcast that I'm like, I want to say something.
I haven't really said anything yet. You're just chatting away.
True. On this show
going,
right now.
I think I got that backwards. I haven't said a thing. I'm just sitting here sipping on my cold soda.
I'm in my zone.
But
you know,
Jamie is well known for that.
6 years ago.
Right. Congratulations.
Yeah, but being in a bar like brings out that piece of me that was always such a big fun part. You know? And so maybe that's why I can't shut up.
Yeah. Maybe.
You don't have to have alcohol to party. You can
totally party with
water. That's what we're all doing.
But you know what? This is a great atmosphere though. This Traeger's like to give a shout out to our to our host and the sponsor. They, you know, they're very accommodating, and I don't know, I just love the atmosphere.
It's a cool atmosphere.
Yeah. And they have a great view. I'm sitting here looking out the window, and I'm going to give a shout out because I run the Chamber of Commerce, and they are one of our valued Chamber of Commerce members.
There
you go. I always give extra shout outs if you're a Chamber member on Facebook and every place else. So, yeah, they're great. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah?
I guess I'm going to have to break down and join the chamber.
Yeah. Oh,
you're not already a member?
No. We talked about it.
Right.
I probably will. I mean, I think...
Probably. Yeah. I don't think there's probably about it. I think you're on air, and I'm sitting here, and I'd like a commitment, right?
The only reason that I haven't is because I don't... This is like a verbal contract.
Fear of commitment?
Yeah, this is right. It's a verbal contract. I'm screwed if I...
Is that why you're limping? Did Jamie hobble you because you weren't a member? Yeah.
You will join the chamber.
Man, I really don't want to talk about it.
she played Tanya Harding.
Yeah. but the chamber, and we had this conversation, you know, the chamber is a very intricate part of our community.
Yes.
And I wholeheartedly believe in the chamber. I've just been a little fish, and now we're starting to be a little bit bigger fish. Ken and I are really excited about this program. My other two programs are doing very well. So it's time for me to come down and talk to you.
And you said that about your little fish becoming a big fish. And what I always tell people...
Not a big fish. I'm going to go for a medium fish.
Okay. So your little fish going to be a medium fish.
Yeah, there you go.
But so what I always tell people, whether you're an individual... you're a small business of one, or you're one of our larger employers, like, you know, the hospital or PESCO or Basin Health, the more chamber members we have, the stronger our voice.
Right.
When we are advocating for something or contacting our legislators about something, the bigger our chamber is, the more members we have, the more they're going to listen to us. So even if you're an individual, even if you don't have a business, you can join the Chamber of Commerce. We have associate memberships. But everybody, because it's part of, we get a seat at the table when we have a strong chamber and there's things going on in our state or our country. If you have a really strong, involved, engaged chamber, it's really a good thing. So, I mean, enough about that. I know that's probably you didn't want to talk about it, but that's why I tell everybody you should join the Chamber of Commerce. So,
you know,
it's okay. Now I'll be quiet. I'll sip on my cold soda.
I'm glad that you brought that up because the chamber is an intricate part of our community.
Yeah,
and has been for quite some time.
Yeah,
and so.
And Jamie's doing amazing work with it.
Yeah,
I was going to
say under your tutelage.
Is
it tutelage? Let's call it tutelage.
My tutelage.
Yeah, it's doing quite well.
I love that word.
Tutelage.
It's a good word.
It's like toot.
Yeah. My favorite word is whilst.
Yes.
When I'm reading and anything, a book or anything, and they use the word whilst,
you get excited.
I feel like so
regal
and British. I feel so sophisticated every time I read that word whilst. And then I just want to say it whilst I was drinking my coffee.
You put your book down real quick.
I can so hear myself tomorrow morning as I sip my coffee.
Yeah. Whilst.
I'm going to put my little finger up.
You are sipping your coffee.
No, tea and biscuits.
Tea's okay, but, you know, I got to have a caffeine. I got to have the coffee, the Java. But I'm going to have my little finger up, and I'm going to go, whilst my conversation... No, how would I word that? Let's see, my conversation I had, or whilst I was sitting with... I'll figure it out. So I'll record it and send it to you.
Word of the day. Whilst.
Well, listen, we want to talk about Valentine's. I'm not quite sure exactly what direction we're going to go, but I do have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
And it's never more than 2 minutes, just so that you know. And we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk more about Valentine's. Let's talk about, you know, how to be a sweetheart.
We really want to know.
Yeah, how to kiss your sweetheart. We need a female's perspective. Okay?
Someone taking notes.
I'd be remiss. We have Angel's here, and I'm glad her mom came with her mom's kind of riding rough shot, telling her what to do. I like that too.
We have the whole crew here, man.
Yeah, Felicia from my other show is here, and then AJ is learning to I don't know what we should call you other than an intern, because you're going to do it all before.
Yeah.
You don't know this yet, but you're going to do every bit of it. Okay, good.
I can do it.
Yeah, you are awesome. But anyway, let's take a little break and we'll come back. Guys, bear with me. Let's see. Well, hold on. What is today? What's the date today?
February 6th. 11th is when the show comes out.
11th. That's what I wanted.
So, yeah.
Oh my God, see, we're so professional.
Yes, you're very much.
And nothing is edited.
I think you and I are looking pretty good. Right.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. Whether you're in the mood for a classic cocktail or simply a cold one after a long day, we've got you covered. So pinkies down and thumbs up, because when you're family, who needs formality?
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at GoldenDoorFarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glower Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake-Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
There, Dunny done. Here's Ren and David.
But you're not counting down anymore.
It's right here.
How are we supposed to know?
I know. Oh, it's
What's
right here.
What's happening right now?
Poor Ken. Okay, so kind of on the break, and I don't know whether we got it out before, but I still love you, no matter
Thanks.
What, okay?
Thank you. Well, but, talking about Valentine's Day, it's all about the big love
Valentine's
word.
Day is Thank not you. One of your favorites.
Right. So... And honestly, any of the sort of what I call made-up holidays aren't my favorite. So like Mother's Day, Father's Day, anything where it was really a commercial enterprise that said go out and buy cards, and then if you don't give by go well, and buy cards, then you feel guilty. Because I have a wonderful, loving husband
Christmas
and
an
amazing husband. Well, and I think that Christmas, you could say, has also gotten very commercialized, and Halloween is becoming that. Yeah. And But to me, it's just like it was something where people feel... guilted. I think you should express your love for people
all the time, 24/7.
Not because a card company tells you.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you don't. Yeah. You said you don't love it either.
I'm not crazy about Valentine's Day either. And part of that was when I was married. My ex-husband would mess everything up, and then he would choose Valentine's Day, Mother's Day
to try to fix it.
To fix everything,
right?
And it was the shittiest thing that he could have ever done.
Yeah,
just let the day
go
by.
Said shitty. We
I'm
got
sorry.
That on tape.
Yeah, she did.
I feel good.
I don't love her.
We have to clip it.
I don't know what's happening here.
Yeah, I don't get you over there, so I'm over here now.
So, yeah,
you know,
great.
But you know, and so, and then since then, I've been basically single since then, and so we're coming up on 9 years.
Yeah,
you, 9 years single.
Uh huh.
I got you beat.
I've dated, and I did have a boyfriend that was off and on for many years during that time frame. But we broke up usually around holidays.
Really?
And it was actually perfect.
Yeah.
Why around the holidays did you break up?
Too much pressure.
I don't know, but I know that there was always other girlfriends on the other side, so... I wasn't the holiday girlfriend.
This is very complex.
Kept going back.
Got your everyday girlfriend, your holiday girlfriend, your meet the parents girlfriend.
Yes. Girlfriend.
Yeah. Girlfriend.
Friday, my girlfriend. Yeah, so. Yeah. so I'm not crazy about it. But I've gotten better. I actually post now on social media, like, stuff about love and intimacy. You know, I've learned how, you know, the difference between intimacy and giving a stupid Hallmark card.
Right.
You know, come hug me.
Right.
Come touch my hair. Come say some nice things to me in person and show me with actions.
Yeah.
Send me those notes later,
would
you?
but don't fill me full of empty words in a card or in a text. Show me some action. Knees to chest, let's go. Take a hike and show me what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And do it.
Well, and it's also if you're a person who doesn't have a significant other in your life, or you've just lost somebody, and then here's this whole holiday that if you're not with somebody, and
putting undue fake pressure on you.
So much pressure. Yeah.
I think if you're going to have Valentine's cards, they should be out all year long. So if you want to buy a nice card for somebody, you've got a selection.
It's
not just now this holiday, and you know how it's going to be. A day or two before Valentine's, everything's going to be switched over to Easter. It's just like, enjoy it. Just get on to the next one. And I don't know. To me,
it's a specialness.
Yeah. If you are a lover of Valentine's Day, fantastic. But I just think you should express that, especially, I think, after these last couple of years. You don't know. We don't know who's going to be around and how long they're going to be around. So we shouldn't wait for a day. And same with Mother's Day, Father's Day. We should
be celebrating. Yeah, not just parents.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my feeling.
I don't know if you. I'm afraid got my brain going. I hope you can't smell smoke. I agree with that. I mean, I can. Yeah. I can so. Yeah, I don't know. I should. Maybe that's my problem, not just designate Valentine's for a love day.
Exactly. They're all love days.
The thing is I do, I love everybody all the time. It doesn't matter until you, Ken, I'm getting a little tired of, but.
Of course, that's to be expected.
Until you don't love them anymore, because left us,
it fades, right?
It can end.
Yeah. I don't want to think that it ends.
I think sometimes it's important. People serve their purpose. There's a stepping stone, in our lives, because we're constantly evolving.
Oh, that's what happened to me.
Changing. Yeah.
I served all my purposes?
Well, the people in your life serve their purpose, and you're still evolving.
Well, I can say this. My picker is broken.
So is mine.
Okay. So we can. So you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
I did not. My first ones, God, I didn't want to get this intimate, but I'm going to say this. I'm a fixer.
Uh-huh.
So the person that was in the worst shape, I tried to fix that person. Mm-hmm. And you can't, and I never worked on myself.
Right.
So the last 12 years, and I dated on and off, but I worked on myself.
Yeah.
Okay. And so now I'm the kind of guy that I wouldn't mind being around. I'm the kind of guy I wouldn't mind dating. Except I don't swing that way.
Right.
So, not that there's anything wrong with that.
The number one thing is getting comfortable with yourself. If you're not comfortable with yourself, you're going to continually pick those partners.
Absolutely.
That have those dysfunctions that are still in you.
Right.
And being a fixer, I'm a solution creator, so that's also a fixer.
Right.
And I can pick them out from a crowd like they're on fire. And
I'm like, this woman
this
already.
One must be the biggest narcissist that ever was walking the face of the earth. And I'm going to take him home and I'm going to kiss him and hug him and love him and make him better. And I'm going to get my ass kicked.
He's so
it was so much easier just to turn it off, shut the door, lock it, roll the carpet up, and be done. Until I can get right with me.
Yeah.
So. All right.
I have a lot of years of fixing me.
We don't have a long enough show.
I know.
I know.
So maybe we should do it in a two-parter. I don't know, but
I was actually really happy to hear that kind of thing. Right? That's
it's not all ooey gooey.
Right. Yeah. There's stereotypes and kind of what I've seen is the stereotypical woman like really enjoys Valentine's Day and of course. It's a little bit weird because advertising and merchandising and everything is aimed at women generally, but this one's weird, so it puts men in this like weird thing where they're being like, you have to get this stuff and this stuff and this stuff for her.
And by this time, you better have it, and you better have better than the guy next door and the guy down the street. And
so Valentine's Day was actually my journey into divorcing holidays because I was watching this and I'm like, what? This is fake, man. So I had a coworker and started the trigger. I had this coworker and she was quite frankly boring. All year long, every day. Oh, my husband, he's such a great guy. I'm like, yeah, you told me yesterday. Awesome, whatever. And so it was like all year long, he was this amazing guy. And then he got her socks for Valentine's Day.
Socks.
Which meant he was a complete loser. And I'm like, really? Because the other 364 prior days, he was so amazing. But he got you socks, so now... my brain was exploding. And so I started picking the whole thing apart. And I was like, this is absolutely ridiculous. There's like all this pressure built on this one day and all these expectations put onto that day.
Right.
And it's for no reason. It's fake. And so
maybe that's not your love language.
Right.
Maybe you aren't a gift giver, you know? And that's triggering for a lot of people too. If that's not the language you speak, you're going to shortcome all the time.
Right.
No.
So I rebelled. I would start dating women, and I'm like, okay, I'm letting you know.
We're breaking up
Valentine's Day, expect nothing. You will get nothing. If I want to give you flowers on a Tuesday in August, that's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
But you will not, just guaranteed, you will not get anything on February 14th.
Yeah. That's great, especially if you say it up front.
Yeah.
These are what I do. If you don't like it, then we're not going to work.
Right.
Well, I'm going to give you the ultimate.
Okay.
And this is going to embarrass me, but I'm going to do it anyway because I still believe it.
You're giving me flowers?
No.
Okay.
I will give you flowers, but I have been out with two or three times on dates, right? And some, you know, one or two women particularly more than once or twice, three times. But at my age... And women closer to my age now, I used to chase the younger ones, for obvious reasons that we won't go into. That's embarrassing enough.
As it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like-minded. It's
but,
okay.
But I tell them, I'm turning red all over.
I turned red too.
Yeah, I tell them, there'll be no sex until we're married. That is a major killer.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah. I mean, after that, call, hey, you want to go? No.
No.
Are you
really.
Sure? I'm busy.
Yeah, pretty sure.
You're busy? I'm busy. You're concerned. I'm busy.
I'm busy. Always busy.
Yeah. But because the wrong brain was doing, actually, that's not a brain there, but.
The wrong head was leading.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I have made the wrong decisions. I was worried about embarrassing you. Look at her.
I told you when I emailed you, there's no rules on my end of the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. She squeaked and everything.
I did.
Yeah. But it's the truth. I mean, I have not got to know, with the exception of my first wife, and she and I are still buddies today, mm-hmm. and it was the biggest... I shouldn't say it was the biggest mistake I made because I have had kids with another lady, but it was a mistake for us to break up. Mm-hmm. Period. I take full responsibility. I did the whole thing. Mm-hmm. After that, it was Katie bar the door. I mean, and I just got tired of looking at women that way. I wanted to be more. I want a companion. I don't want to.
Add any more notches.
Exactly. That's, and I don't care. Yeah. I don't care what you're into. I may not be into everything that the other person is into, but there comes a point where you have to agree that, well, I'm going to support you no matter what. And you have to be able, and what I have found, if there's something really small that bugs you about that person, you better make sure you can live with it because it's just going to multiply.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know, I am really frustrating to be around.
Yes, you are.
over any period of time, just the constant stream of things that are coming out of my mouth, and I pick everything apart, and I overanalyze everything, and everything that's coming out of your mouth, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And so that's aggravating for a partner to be around. And so I really enjoy women that finally call me on that, like have the gumption to stand in front of me and go, dude, you are full of shit. And I'm like, oh my God, I love you. Yes, thank you. That's what I've been looking for. Someone to tell me to shut up.
Yeah. Well, listen. Sometimes you need somebody to meet you at your level.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what it is. And, yeah. And I think, and what one thing I've learned through all these years of being single through the trial and error is every time I'm lowering myself and my standards to try and just right. meet somebody, I'm miserable.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
and I'm begging for them just to tell me to shut up. Yeah. Go ahead and pull my hair. I'm angry because right. I can't stand the person I am with you. And so if you can find that person who's at that same level, man, that, awesome. That give and take, that back
it's
and forth,
awesome.
It's great. Yeah.
Well, listen, you Ken is in a decent relationship, I know.
Yeah.
I met Jerry. She's a very nice lady.
She's amazing.
Yes.
And you've been married now, Jamie, so I want to give the married...
Yes, I've been married a long
married
time.
...lady a chance to talk about the same kind of things we're talking about. What is... How long have you been married?
33 years.
Woo! Nice. Yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you. High school sweethearts, in a way. So, in a roundabout way, but yes. So, a long time. But yeah, I think, you know, you...
What's the secret?
Well, I'm not going to say any of the trite things like communication and all this stuff. That is really important. Yeah. Sense of humor, it's all important. But you know what? We want the same things. We always have. When we very first got married, I remember my husband saying to me, you know, it's you and I against the world. And I think what he meant was we have to come together as a team and always be a team. And it's not that we, you know, didn't all have things that we disagreed on. We did.
Right.
And I came from, my parents divorced when I was 12, and my grandmother was also divorced. So I didn't come from that nuclear family. So when Darren and I got married, and, you know, when he said that, I felt that sense of, hey, we're a team, we're partners, and that's just how we've gone into 33 years is all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, that's it. It's just, you know, and you hear things and you go, like, everyone's going to roll their eyes like, oh, you know, he is my best friend. After 33 years, everything we've been through together, he is.
Yeah.
And we have a lot in common, and we have a lot of things that he enjoys that aren't my thing. But, you know, it's worked for us, and I think those marriages that we've been through a lot of things, and we've managed to make it through. And so every time we go through something like that, it just strengthens it a little bit more. The bond is just a little stronger. So
listen, I don't want to embarrass you.
No, it's okay.
But
I don't embarrass easily.
There was a picture on Facebook that I absolutely fell in love with. And it's you kissing your husband.
Oh, yeah.
With your leg up.
Oh, on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I love that photo, too.
Oh, my God. It was so, well, can we use it when we post this?
Well, I have to check with him first.
Yeah,
that's part of the marriage lasting so long. And so I have to ask him first.
I segwayed right into it.
Because but no, I love that photo, too. And I remember when I posted it, and, you know, with that thinking, you know, we've been together for so long. And I said to him that night, how many New Year's Eves have we, because we dated before we got married, how many New Year's Eves have we stood here and said Happy New Year, not knowing what was coming, but feeling secure in our relationship together to face whatever that is. And so I will check with him and see, because he's the other person in that photo, so I have to make sure and respect that as well.
That's awesome.
Because it'll go on the website. So
that's why I'm like, let me check on that, okay?
That's fine. Well, listen, we are out of time. But
yeah.
I wanted to make sure that if there's anything that either one of you, I mean, you can go ahead and plug the chamber again if you want to.
I'd rather plug our podcast than the chamber, because that's why we're here, is about
because,
the podcast.
Yeah, I would really... It's a cool podcast. I highly recommend it. I like the video, so I can hardly wait to turn Angel loose before long, taking video as well. But I think Ken, he was like, I'm not ready.
You're never ready.
Crap.
You just have to jump in and do it.
Yeah, I mean, look at the lovely ladies that we have. And you know,
I know.
They make us look pretty.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. No, I'm cool with video.
Well, we know you're cool with video, just not tonight.
We'll get there. There's days when I wish, I think, because there's always that prep to get ready. But, I mean, the podcast, our podcast, Over a Cup of Coffee, is just really about what, if you go and sit with a friend or, you know, a
mentor,
relative or mentor,
coworker.
And over a cup of coffee, and our very first episode, I said, I believe that there's very few problems in the world that could not be solved if two people just didn't sit and have a conversation over a cup of coffee. Find the common ground. Look at what you have in common. Mm-hmm. For the majority, we all really do want the same things for ourselves and our family. And if we just sit over a cup of coffee, get off of social media, and have a conversation,
get away from social media.
that mm-hmm. would solve a lot of misunderstandings. I mean, yeah. what do you think?
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree completely.
Is a podcast considered social media?
No.
Not necessarily no. anymore. It's
Facebook, Instagram.
Well, but okay, so we're on
it's
a
shared
podcast,
on social
right,
media.
Right, yeah, it's shared yeah. on social media, but we're on a podcast platform called
right.
Buzzsprout.
Right.
Yeah, we are too.
And with Buzzsprout, that pushes us out to Spotify and Google Podcasts
right.
and
yeah.
all of the other platforms. So I wanted to remember what they actually call podcasts, because it's not social media. It's
no.
kind
I'm
of like
sure, yeah.
kind of like literary for books. You know, it's
yeah.
it's just another way of getting news and information across.
Right.
And but you know, so when Jamie and I get together over a cup of coffee on Saturday mornings, which we have done a lot, we have some of our best ideas happen. You know, we start talking about what we've been going through, what's been going on, what are we struggling with, what do we hope to happen. The Women's Summit was mm-hmm. over a cup of coffee, and we brought that to life. And so just so many things can happen
yeah.
over a cup of coffee. We've had 15 episodes our first year in 2021, and had some amazingly brilliant people join us, not just local, but
right.
from across the country.
Yeah.
And we've got listeners in Africa, we've got listeners in Australia, we've got listeners all global now. And
right.
so it's super, super cool. And we're just here in Farmington.
Yeah.
Greatest state in the United States, or greatest city in the United States.
Yes, it is.
Farmington. It's a state
New Mexico.
In itself.
Yeah. I know.
It's a state.
I mean, yeah. We're an
listen,
island.
Listen, as part of the chamber, you've got some authority, but not that kind.
The great state of Farmington, New Mexico. I'm just
yeah.
kidding. I know it's a city.
Ladies, listen, I really, really appreciate you coming down to record with us. We enjoyed our stint.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to call it a stint.
It wasn't a stint, no.
It was fun.
We weren't sentenced to it.
I don't know. You told me we're
you
doing
coerced?
This.
Were you coerced?
And for all, I don't want to leave with people thinking that we just are horrible. You know, we don't love. We do. We
yes.
love big. But we,
yeah.
oh, so we're not completely, like, I don't
yeah.
want to be that people calling
me. If you want to send me a Valentine's gift, please
think
still
that.
Do that.
No.
We're just being real, because that's what we always say on our show. We're going to be real.
It actually brought me closer to them.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
It did.
I gave Addie my phone number.
In a very, very productive way, I have a pen now that I can write.
Exactly.
You can write me those hate letters. All right. Well, listen, ladies, thank you so, so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
God bless
so
you.
Much fun.
Very fun.
Awesome. Happy Valentine's.
Oh, yes, happy Valentine's.